After a great deal of discussion, it's been decided that 50-year-old Derek's fine for digging up the Lady Mayoress's petunias, while in the form of a giant mole he turns into each full moon, will be waived on the condition he attends a support group for similarly affected people in the community in an effort to control his condition. Derek.
I have to say it's come as quite a surprise to discover there was actually a group like that. You know, for folk like me. It's a very nice experience to find out I'm not on my own. When you have a condition like this, you tend not to talk about it. Because you assume it's just you, you know, and you think it's something quite disgusting and shameful. You know, like you were saying before, like it was for you when you got your first case of the...
Yes, if we could stick to the subject, Derek.
Oh, why, of course. Well, they meet up at Pendleton College on Wednesday nights. They let them have a room there. So tonight's Wednesday and I'm going to go down and, see what it's like.
And so how do you feel about that, Derek?
Well, I'm very excited, of course, as you can imagine. I'm sure we'll have so much to talk about. And of course, there's always the possibility I might meet, well, someone special there.
I'm sorry, but I thought you were already...
Oh, why? Well, Brian and I, we're taking a break at the moment.
Oh, I see.
I think he felt threatened by the idea of me seeing other people who'd have a better understanding of my condition than him.
Well, I'm sorry to hear.
So, I'm in a great mood, fancy free and ready to swing.
Yes, thank you, Derek. And we'll be talking to Derek again later, after the meeting. So, Derek, tonight was your first meeting at...
S.A.
S.A.
Shapeshifters Anonymous.
And how was it?
Well, in a word, rubbish.
Oh, and why do you feel that was?
Well, for a start, there weren't a decent bit of male crumpet in sight. I mean, I know it's not a dating agency, but honestly, I've seen better looking things being put down by the vet.
But surely there were other people with similar problems to yours who...
Well, the heck is like? I mean, everyone else gets the glam ones, don't they? Turn into birds, bats, wolves, foxes. Even got one has to dive in the Irwell every month. Turns into a giant fish. Mind, being in the Irwell, come to think of it, he's probably the only one who's got it worse than me. But at least they get to do something really different. See Salford from another angle, up in the air or the river or whatever. What do I get? Burrowing through a ton of soil and earthworms, finding half the unmarked graves in ruddy Lancashire.
But it's still a different perspective.
Aye, well, you can take your perspective and...
Derek, we're live on air here.
Oh, are we? Sorry.
So, do you think you'll go back there and give it another go?
Well, maybe. Next week, if there's now decent on telly.
So, Derek, it's now been 6 months since you first joined Shapeshifters Anonymous. How do you feel now?
It's been a painful process at times, but it's been worth it. Not least because I'm not having to work double shifts on Sainsbury's to pay for accidentally digging up the Lady Mayoress's...
Yes, Derek, I think we've covered that one.
Oh, did we?
Yes.
Well, any road, yes, it's been beneficial overall.
Which is very good to hear, Derek. So things are looking better?
Aye, they are. We've devised, what do they call them? Coping strategies. So I'm less likely to end up in big trouble next full moon, which has worked so far. And generally I'm feeling less like a freak and more like, well, just a person, really, who's a bit different from other folk. But, well, who isn't? It'd all be a bit dull otherwise, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. And I believe you've got something else to tell us as well, haven't you, Derek?
Well...
If you recall, listeners, one thing Derek was hoping for when he first went to SA was the prospect of some romance. Now, come on, Derek, spill the beans. There's been some developments on that front, haven't there?
Well, I have met somebody.
Hmm?
Well, his name's Kevin, and he's a very nice young man, and...
Excellent.
Except? Well, every relationship has its teething problems, I suppose.
Yes.
Well, it's got to do with what we turn into, you see. As you know, I become a mole at the full moon.
That's right.
And, well, Kevin turns into a giant barn owl.
Ah, I see. Well, that's about all we've got time for. Now, I know we wish all the best for Derek and Kevin, but I'm sure it'll all work out. Love always finds a way. Just in closing, if you've been affected by any of the issues in this programme, then you really need to get out more.